Welcome to the Atom Zone, number 22. I can see Red Phone here. I can see Cosmos Hub. Bunch of people coming on.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Awesome. Great. Great to talk about Asteroid today. It's very exciting. How are you feeling today?
What's
feeling
up,
really guys? Good, man.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey guys. Can someone make me a co-host if possible? Oh, I just see it right there. Great. All right. Yeah, we got an exciting live spaces today, man. We have some fun things to talk about. Who doesn't like inscriptions and airdrops, right?
Inscriptions taking over the world, including the hub.
Exactly. Let me see if... for Asteroid, we have Red, and I think we have someone else joining. Red, let me know.
We were supposed to have Tomas join. He did not have a Twitter account, so he's trying to set one up, and hopefully he can pop in once he's done.
No worries. And then I'll bring the Everstake team. I see we have Eugene here. Eugene,
hey guys. Can you hear me well?
Yep.
Nice.
Anyone else from your team joining so I can bring him up?
Yeah, there should be a couple of guys as well. Let me check.
No worries. Just have them request whenever they join in, and then we'll put them on the stage.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, so in the meantime, yeah, guys, welcome. This is... the first space that Atom Accelerator DAO is hosting on the hub regarding our grants. So two of our batch one grant winners are Asteroid and Everstake team regarding the airdrops dashboard. So Red is representing Asteroid, and we have Eugene for Everstake. So I wanted to give them a quick intro and have them talk about themselves and what they're building. Red, go ahead.
Hey, thank you all for having me. So I work at Delphi Labs, and we're kind of the team that launched Asteroid Protocol. And my main role at Labs is traditionally been what they call narrative, so just doing lots of writing for different protocols. And when Bitcoin Originals came out, I became super obsessed with them and was dying to find a way to bring inscriptions to the cosmos. And that's what I've been focused on now is just writing inscriptions on my...
Awesome. All right, Eugene, go ahead.
Hi, guys. My name is Eugene. I'm a developer working at Everstake. And the project we're working on now is Spelldrop. It's our attempt to categorize, to find, and to give the information about all the airdrops happening on Cosmos. The initiative started from like our own experience. We are doing a lot of data research for our stakers. And when we started researching airdrops, we found out that a lot of our users, including ourselves, like missed a lot of airdrops. And we decided, like, what if there was an instrument to show all this information, make it accessible, etc. So yeah, and that was the idea behind Spelldrop.
And fun fact, guys, this is something that I sent out a tweet a couple weeks ago saying, hey, who's building an airdrop dashboard regarding like the total ROI of, you know, staking Atom since the inception? Because Atom was one of the tokens that, you know, popularized stake drops, right? So yeah, it was a good idea to show, you know, visualize the impact it's had.
Yeah, it's true. We found out that there is a positive impact on the stakers of exactly like a day or two after airdrop is happening. And yeah, totally makes sense.
Awesome. All right. So how we're going to do this, I think it makes sense to have, let's do Asteroid, talk about some questions and what they're building. And then after that, we'll jump into the airdrops. And then finally, we'll leave some questions for the community and anyone that wants to come in. So yeah, let's start with Asteroid. So Red, can you give us a little bit more insight on the origins of Asteroid Protocol, particularly considering the inspiration from inscriptions like Bitcoin ordinals?
Yeah, definitely. Before that, I just wanted to mention we did get our other dev on. His username is 0xmeteorite, to use what his username is. So that stands for 10 left. Hopefully he can request to speak and give a quick intro about himself, maybe while I'm talking. So yeah, inscriptions. So like I mentioned, I was really obsessed with Bitcoin ordinals. So when I first came into crypto, that was in 2013, and I had just read this article about the Silk Road, which was kind of this eBay for anything. I mean, people were on there selling drugs and fake IDs and stuff for Bitcoin. And I didn't actually use it. I just loved the concept. I really loved that we had this form of money that couldn't be censored by like banks or credit card companies. So that's why the Silk Road was possible, because of Bitcoin. So yeah, I just fell in love with it. And that sort of cypherpunk, you know, you can't stop this. It's inevitable. Like it's runs on math and it can't be blocked. Over the years, like obviously my fascination's kind of broadened to other sectors. But as soon as Ordinals came out last December, I was hooked again. I was like, man, this is Bitcoin is badass again. Like it's you can write this Vita directly onto the Bitcoin blockchain. And I was thinking, like, you know, if I wanted to publish some data somewhere and ensure that it would be there 100 years from now, where would I pick to put that data? And my thought was I would choose Bitcoin over even things like IPFS, just because it's got so much power and momentum and community. Yeah, and then I started seeing inscriptions get moved onto other blockchains and really felt like the Cosmos was missing out, and kind of pitched to labs that we build it. And our founding dev, main dev, Donovan, kind of threw it together in a weekend, and we just spent a lot of time refining and testing and launched it into the world. So yeah, I'm definitely the idea came from Bitcoin. But I think it could live on many different chains, especially those without smart contracts.
Yeah. So one thing that I found cool is that prior to Ordinals, there wasn't much you can do with Bitcoin besides send it to somebody, and people were just, you know, incentivized to hold it because naturally seen as a store of value. But now, you know, once the inscriptions came in, you know, culture was flowing into Bitcoin for once, and the creator economy, right? And I see the same here in Asteroid. So with that being said, what made Cosmos Hub the home for Asteroid Protocol? What values did you see in Cosmos Hub that, you know, made sense for you guys to?
Yeah. Well, we saw kind of like the exact same things Bitcoin has. So you've got like this ecosystem with a massive market cap. You've got for different centralized exchanges, so it's easy to get the native token. And you've also got like a really long track record. Cosmos has been around for over 5 years. And then most importantly, you don't have smart contracts, or at least not yet. Right? Seems like there's maybe coming in kind of a permissioned way. But so basically you've got this environment that has everything it needs to succeed. But you didn't have shitcoins, you didn't have NFTs on directly on the hub. So it just seems like this environment that's like it makes me think of like this primordial ooze or something. You've got all the ingredients there, but you don't have that spark of life to do all this DeFi stuff with. And Asteroid, I feel like, is kind of that spark that brings life to the hub and does it in a way that doesn't like jeopardize its core functionality and still like supports the AZ and everything. So yeah, it probably was a perfect environment.
So it sounds like Cosmos Hub embodied distribution, rich history, security, sufficiently decentralized, and just being simplistic in the fact that, you know, it was just a proof of stake coin at that time, right? And even now, by the way, guys, we passed Prop 895, but even now with permission CosmWasm, the goal isn't to really kickstart DeFi protocols and do all of these marketplaces. Rather, you know, the goal is to enhance the functionality of Cosmos Hub through subDAOs, through better tooling, etc. So I think the values still remain even with this prop, but again, that's just my opinion on it. Awesome. So by the way, if your teammate is on, have him request and I'll have him jump on so he can speak as well.
Just a quick note also, Brett, maybe you can share some numbers on the traction that you guys have seen, because obviously you guys hit the Cosmos Hub with a splash. There was a lot of excitement around inscriptions in general. Maybe you can share just some highlights, high level numbers with the community for those of you who are not aware. And I'll put the link maybe to the dashboard that you guys have already, where you can see all these different numbers.
Yeah, that would be great. I think kind of the headline number is just the total number of transactions that we've brought to the hub. I think approaching 7.
I believe you broke up for a second there.
I'm putting the link regardless, but yeah, I can't hear Red anymore either. So unless he comes back, maybe we'll just circle back to Red and bring up Everstake Eugene to the floor, passing on the mic to Eugene.
Yeah, sure. So is there anything specific
yes.
Like you to, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so in your guys' view, since airdrops have become like a significant value add to Atom holders, especially since the inception of IBC, how do you feel that they will continue to contribute the value proposition, and what stood out for you as you know, on your way to building this?
Yeah, so this is like one of the examples that I mentioned earlier. When we analyze the airdrop activity, like we noticed that after Celestia drop, which gave like Osmo and Atom stakers like tokens, has improved stakers on both chains in about like 25 or 30%. This was just the effect of a single drop. And in its turn, the increase of staking like positively influences the price of Atom. So we think like all this contribute, like having this information as an end user and seeing that the user's APR from staking not only like goes from like directly the token rewards, but it also comes from all the projects that are dropping here and there. And like if this information will be visible, there will be a chart and there will be some neat dashboard to understand the amounts, it could potentially bring more and more users to Cosmos. As the numbers are really high and they're already there, it's just like the lack of instruments to display those.
Yes, we have a lot of airdrop trackers already in Cosmos and in crypto overall, but one thing that is missing is an analytical graph to showcase, well, what's the total ROI for, especially for as a long-term investor that has been staked with Atom, but even with the new investors, right? What is the potential there? Of course, airdrops aren't, you know, the end game here, but In terms of onboarding, you know, new users, this is definitely an attractive point for them. I think personally, the goal for, you know, airdrops and staking Atom is that interest it ultimately cultivates and retains, and the ones that stake Atom can ultimately engage in governance and discussions on how to improvise this ecosystem we have in this blockchain.
Yeah, correct. I completely agree with you. And also, like, for now, we analyze just three drops, like Osmosis, Slash, and Neutron, and we are currently working on EVMOS. And the numbers from these three drops, like, if we just check the current prices from yesterday, is about 450 million in USD. And we are planning to have, like, information of minimum 10 airdrops in our MVP. And like the vision is to make the application like a main resource for all the airdrops in Cosmos. Also, ultimately, the idea is to make the data relevant, updated constantly, like with upcoming drops, and maybe even in the end implement some notifications to users. And for me, like, yeah, of course, there are some other drop explorers, but like a killer feature that we think is like you can just input your address, see what drops you missed, what drops you could have claimed, and what was the value of it on the date when it was dropped, what would be the value of now, and also make this data available not only just from the UI, but also at APIs and SDK, so wallets and maybe third-party applications also can like integrate into this and make this data visible. And I think it can be only a positive effect, like to the Cosmos community in general.
That was going to be my next question, actually, in terms of how does it compare to what we already have in crypto now, and you perfectly summarized it. So yeah, ultimately, giving a dashboard where people can visualize the impact of this can have a tremendous effect on the Atom staked. At least that's the goal. Red, if you're back now, I want you to talk about Asteroid a little bit and what it offers right now in terms of inscriptions, right? We have CFT20s, which are the token standard there, but we also have the inscriptions itself. Can you talk about what Asteroid currently offers and how does it compare to like NFT marketplaces?
Yeah, so Asteroid currently you can go to asteroidprotocol.io and you could create tokens. So if I wanted to create a red phone token, I could do that there. I can give it a ticker, give it some artwork, and then launch it as a fair launch token. And the way fair launches work is like I wouldn't be able to set aside any percentage for myself or a team. I would just be able to create a token, and then anyone in the world, anywhere, could just go and mint chunks of that token. So they could mint it to, I think the max you could mint is like 1% of the total supply. So that creates a scenario where people just try to mint. Often, like if an anticipated token launches, you would have a lot of people trying to compete to mint it out very quickly. If it's a lesser known token, it could be minting for weeks or even months until the total supply is hit. So, yeah, that's kind of a one angle. And then the other side is the NFTs, where you could basically do pretty much everything that you could do on, say, Starhaze or Tensor. You could go create a collection of NFTs, and you can add like an image, you can link over to your website, and you can add rarity traits and stuff, and then upload those directly onto the hub. And then people can trade those in the marketplace. So it's, I feel like it's basically brought NFTs and fungible tokens all to the really easy place to do it.
Got it. And just to clarify some differences between inscriptions versus normal token standards, because I think we want to highlight the fact that this doesn't have smart contracts. So actually, there's some benefits and drawbacks into this.
Yeah, I see actually that we've got the up as a speaker, Tomas. Do you want to take that one? Maybe introduce yourself and run with it.
Yeah, Tomas, I think you may be spamming the invite thing. Let me send you an invite first, because if it won't let me bring you up to speed.
I see a speaker on my end.
Yeah, he's on mute right now. So if Tomas can unmute himself, he should be able to
speak. On my endlessly requesting, and maybe if I'm facing a bug here, but go ahead.
Hey guys, do you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Nice to meet you all. Yeah, so I'm Tomas, I'm full stack dev and one of the core contributors of Asteroid Protocol. Lately focused on new front end and collections feature. Yeah, so. And question was, what's difference between inscriptions and the smart contracts?
Correct.
Yeah, so as I understand or look into inscriptions are basically any kind of data like text, images, audio, video, or anything else, even some binary data. Included with transactions, but the blockchain doesn't interpret them in any way. So if you send like kind of invalid data, or there is no like definition of invalid data because it's not interpreted in any way, so you kind of need some off-chain indexer to take these data and interpret them and validate what transactions and what data are valid and what not.
Yeah, I would just tag on to that too. It like makes me think of it's almost like inscriptions or like a pared down way to do NFTs. So like if I launch an NFT on say Ethereum, I basically have to deploy a smart contract, and it's like the canvas is blank. I can do whatever I want up there. So it has a lot of great power, but it also, like, then you have all these projects that are approaching the NFT creation process differently. So they might be pointing to their artwork on IPFS or Filecoin, or worst of all would be like pointing at a centralized database where they would store the art. With inscriptions, you're actually like carving or etching your content directly onto the blockchain. And basically all of the inscriptions to do that. So they're very standardized. They just, you write the data onto Cosmos Hub and it stays there forever. And so by limiting the functionality, like I think it actually makes inscriptions way more composable and in some ways more powerful than traditional NFTs, because the approach is totally standard. So, how do you think there's like this outside shot, you know, call it 5% chance that inscriptions become like the dominant form of NFTs because they are so standardized and they're just so much easier to consume, like third party apps and stuff, that gives them a massive advantage, I think.
Awesome. So, yeah, it sounds like the simplicity of it and permanently inscribed onto the blockchain is an advantage on it. And you said that sometimes the lack of complexity makes it, you know, less vulnerable, especially to like smart contract exploits and whatnot. But speaking of the simplicity, what features right now can you do on Asteroid? I know we spoke about it before, but how do you plan to, you know, make this similar to the NFT marketplaces? Like what advanced features? So, you know, recently you introduced collections. Any plans for the interoperability expansion beyond it? What are you guys are excited about in the development?
Yeah, we just did, like you said, launch collections. That launched last week, and it gives you the ability to like do what you can do on other NFT platforms, where you can like share the floor price for the collection. You can add rarity treats to your individual pieces, and you can also like you can group everything together. And it's previously like that wasn't possible. You had to like kind of fake a collection, or you had to like hand member them yourselves. And we were seeing lots of like fake inscriptions get created. So this really just modernizes. I feel like it takes inscriptions on the hub from like say 2018 on Ethereum, like way early days of NFTs, all the way up to like the modern era. So yeah, collections are super powerful. Other things that we want to add are like Tomas is working right now on a floor sleeper, so that you could buy like say you wanted to buy 5 NFTs all in one transaction. Currently, you'd have to click the buy button and approve each transaction. Floor sleeper will let you just buy huge clumps of NFT collections or CFD20s. And then also, we really would like to do some launchpad functionality, so that people, like currently, if you want and you wanted to create a collection, you literally have to mint all the pieces in your collection. So we would love it if instead creators could upload their artwork onto our servers, and then other people could come and mint. And adding some features around that, like whitelisting, and just basically bringing them kind of the second wave of modernization of this to make things a lot easier on creators. We've kind of focused on the collectors so far, but now we're really focused on just more powerful tools for creators.
So your focus is to make the inscriptions very seamless, similar to what we see on NFT marketplaces like Stargaze with floor sweeps and other functionalities. And one other goal that was mentioned, at least in the grant, was also to buy and sell NFTs with CFT20s. And sounds like Roids is the blue chip token of Asteroids, right? So is that still the plan to, you know, integrate where you can purchase NFTs, the inscription size of that with CFT20s?
Yeah, definitely. I think if CFT20s are going to be successful, they need that capability. You need to be able to do things with them beyond just mint them and transfer them, sell them like the current way you trade them in the marketplaces. Very clunky is like buying and selling NFTs. Like you have to sell lots of Roid tokens. So if I had 10,000 and I wanted to sell 1,000, I would list 1,000 at a certain price. So it is kind of a cumbersome way of doing things. But we would like to simplify that so that, you know, I could just go, and if I saw an NFT I loved, I could just buy it with Roids directly. I would still have to pay a little bit of Atom to cover the fee of posting the inscription to Cosmos Hub. But then that would kind of give this feature of utility to tokens like Roids, which I think we definitely need. And yeah, there's lots of dimensions we could expand there as well. Like we've talked internally about potentially staking or other things that you could do with normal tokens that aren't yet possible. I think all of that we want to explore.
And how are these developed, for someone that's not technical at least, how are these developed without the use of smart contracts? What's being utilized on the back end to facilitate these additional tooling?
Yeah, I'll let Tomas take that one.
Yeah, so on the back end, we have basically indexer that looks into all incoming transactions in Cosmos Hub and pick up all the related inscription on Asteroid Protocol transactions, and we kind of interpret them in similar way how it would be interpreted by a smart contract, but it just happens off chain.
Yeah, actually, like, I think that's kind of this interesting nuance about inscriptions, is like I almost look at them as like a parallel architecture for the blockchain. So like on the one hand, you've got smart contract blockchains where basically 100% of things happen on chain. We're seeing a little bit of things morph off chain and on smart contract chains as like protocols, deep points and stuff off chain. But in general, like Ethereum, Solana, all these other chains support smart contracts. They try to do everything on chain. So that's one architecture. And then inscriptions, I look at as this parallel universe where you're just putting the most basic raw essentials on chain. And then you're moving a lot of that stuff off chain, which makes it faster to develop. It makes it like safer in some ways. And it also has these other implications that I don't think we can fully grasp yet, but it's like clear to me that Bitcoin is moving in this way and it's just keeps moving on to all these other chains. And I think there is true demand for this sort of architecture where it's kind of a hybrid of on-chain and off-chain.
Yeah, definitely. Also, now it's mostly us developing the indexer, but it's fully open source, so anyone can contribute to the project and develop their own protocol on top of Asteroids.
Awesome. All right. So the next one is likely going to be one of the last questions, and it's a two-part question. And it's, how do you feel this drives value to Atom, and what are your goals for this grant that you were awarded for Asteroid?
Yeah, so I think like we're already seeing like it's been what, like 11 weeks since Asteroid launched, but all the trading that happens on Asteroid protocol is done with Atom at the moment. So like every quote that you see is priced at Atom, and you just often like when I'm buying NFTs or tokens, like I'm thinking about it not in US dollar terms and thinking about it in the number of Atom. So there may be a project that launches an NFT collection that priced at like one Atom per piece. And I can like compare that in my head to other launches, like, oh, this other project that we've launched at two Atom, this is like much cheaper. So it gives kind of this these properties of moneyness to Atom, which we've never really seen before. And I think it's super exciting, and it's also obviously driven like tons of activity on Cosmos Ed, which means more staking fees shared back to stakers and their obviously their validator operators. So it's kind of creating an economy on top of Atom, which I really love. And as far as like overall like goals for the grant, in general we'd love to make it like way easier for the other teams to come in and build on top of Asteroids. For this to really succeed and blow up, our biggest kind of North Star is just making things easy for anyone. So that could be devs, or it could be NFT creators or token creators. We want them to be able to come here and get up and running in seconds. So we'll be focused on that, and also like just doing some really crazy experiments. I think, like I mentioned with us doing send elements through the indexer, it makes us more nimble, and we can launch like concepts that we've been tossing around, like so just an experimental token type, so maybe new token types in addition to CFP20s. 404 tokens are one that a lot of people have requested. They're interested in that. Yeah, and we're also looking at like one thing that I'm kind of really intrigued by is this idea of using the hub as like a social media type platform. And I thought one really cool way to experiment with that could be like launching a troll box on our website where anyone could post it, but they would be posting as inscriptions. And maybe your posts could then wind up in the marketplace and people could trade your posts. But in general, it would be a way to just post content directly onto the hub and like engaging conversations on the hub. So yeah, I think social media, I think forums, that sort of stuff is going to coming to the hub, and hopefully we can help make that happen.
Should we incorporate governance into inscriptions, or will that kill the vibe?
No, I would love it. I think like it would be so cool to just have like all the forum conversations and stuff happening in the hub directly instead of like third party forum software, where each post is an inscription and then it's like literally stored on the hub for eternity, which is really cool characteristic of it.
Yeah, I guess
that's
sorry, Johnny. I just want to bring home this is not a small feat. I know, Red, you are a calm, casual guy, but just to talk about the use cases here and the potential. I mean, since you launched in 17th of Jan, and again, I'm just looking at the dashboard here. Anyone can go and check it out for themselves. You guys have accumulated, or at least burned fees north of 20,000 Atom. And this is just the beginning, right? This is since 17th of Jan. Hopefully with these new capabilities and other people coming in, building on top of Asteroid Protocol, the activities are going to go up, the fees are going to go up, and the moneyness of Atom, as you mentioned. And I just want to echo that narrative. This is an important narrative for us here at AADAO. There's a lot of potential, basically, which is also why we can't wait to see all these things coming out, Red. I think I speak on behalf of many in the Atom community, in the Atom economic zone, that this is going to be big, hopefully.
Okay, thank you so much. And yeah, just huge thanks to everyone at AADAO for their support and like just belief in this protocol. And yeah, we're Tim Moss has been killing it since he came on board. And I was going to mention Donovan built out a game on top of the hub. So we're even seeing like some really wild use cases that just make me excited. And these funds will really help us ramp up and keep shipping on the hub.
Yeah, two things that stand out for me for Asteroids is one is the culture. It brings in new community members, new creator economy. And then two, like Mark said, was the moneyness of Atom, right? We are essentially curating a inscription culture around the moneyness of Atom, which is pretty cool. And what our goal to fund you guys was just to expand the functionality and utility of Asteroid. That way it opens up for more developers and more creators altogether. So very excited about this. And thank you for having us. And by the way, I see a lot of Asteroid inscriptions down there. I see Joseph with Orbit Labs. I see Crow Bros. I see there's a lot of new collections that are launched that just, you know, gets me excited about Atom. You know, we're basically, you know, drawing in new community members or even old ones with new excitement, right? So definitely excited about this. Awesome. So let's jump onto EverStake, guys. So you mentioned you calculated three airdrops, which was Osmo, Neutron, and Celestia, right? And with that, are you what minimal criteria did you look into when you did that? And what other blockchains are you factoring in? As you said, you're initially going to include 10 of them.
Yeah, correct. So we started from Osmo, Celestia, and Neutron. And we have some others upcoming. Like we're currently working on EVMLS. We are working on Neutron, Stride, Juno, Dimension, and some others as well. So we started, what we initially did, we found out, like, we just Googled and did a research on the airdrops that were happening within, like, within last several years. And we made a Google Doc and where we initially, like, wrote this, the amount of airdrop, how many users took part in it, when was it, and we got a set of criteria. Then we made an ordering and started implementing one by one. There are some protocols which are easier to parse, and there are some that are more difficult, and it also like affected the order, the position in the list, because we were like, our idea was to bootstrap like the MVP or like the first version with the data as fast as possible. So we grabbed like the biggest and we moved some drops that were a little bit more difficult to implement like for the next ones. Yeah.
Got it. And how challenging was it to, you know, involve in the data modeling for these specific blockchains? Because, you know, with many monolithic chains like Solana, it's typically much easier to, you know, collect all the data. But given that we have a distributed ecosystem of many chains, it's quite challenging integrating, you know, historical airdrop data, especially for these notable projects. So can you walk us through like the process of that and what you're doing in this 3 months timeline to integrate all of these?
Yeah, sure. And yeah, you're correct. Like it's a little bit different from like Solana or some other chains where the data is more or less standardized, like normalized. And here, like it's a different story. But like in Everstake, we work with this data for about 3 years, and this is like one of our main expertises. We collect data, we like map reduce it, we store it, and like basically that's what we do. And yeah, like all chains in Cosmos are like they have some differences. Some can be quite similar in terms of how they organize the drops, how do they store the data, and some are very different. Like the easiest ones that we found just store the data. I mean, like the amount of drops and the eligible wallet just in Genesis. It's pretty simple, like to parse it. You just need to properly like design the storage for the data, like put it into proper places in the database, put the indexes, because like the amounts of data is large, and that's it. But other chains have a much more like intricate system. They have a smart contracts, or they have even like a combination of two, like there is some data in Genesis block, and there is some like you need to find and parse some transactions on chain, like from on chain data. Like in, I think it was Osmo, they had the initial amounts and some additional steps that would unlock you larger parts of airdrops in the Genesis, and only like initial value was available, and then all other steps, like you do a swap or you do some other operation on chain, it will unlock a portion of your airdrop. And on like all these chains have this peculiarities, and first you need to find it somewhere, like go through the docs, and like some Medium articles can be already like not available, or sometimes you just need to go back in time in Git commits, find the old claims module, because in some chains, like they put the data into claim modules, then when airdrops is done, they just remove it and it's already not there. Like the node doesn't have this method. You cannot just call the RPC or something. So you need just to roll back, maybe install the node locally, just try it. And each chain like is a really like a separate process of RD. Like first you do some research, you find where the data is, then you try to find it, and like, then you do the math and you see that something is not working, then you reiterate, and like in a couple of iterations you have like a data which resembles what was like stated in the doc or in or like in the official poster articles. Yeah, so we did it for 3.5, like almost 4 chains, and we still have a lot of work to do. So this is basically what we are planning to like to achieve within the 11-week timeline.
Amazing. So with all this data that's going to be gathered, of course, you know, to the retail or to regular Atom stakers, I could see it incentivizing them to stake more Atom. But how do you feel this impacts protocols that have yet to launch a token when they visualize and utilize this data? Do you think that It can make, you know, Atom like the benchmark of how to airdrop, what to distribute, what to include, how much stake, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we also were discussing this internally like a couple of days ago. If we have enough data and we know what users did claim, which users didn't claim, like we can already give some certain like maybe rating or score to a wallet. You can see like not only the amount of Atom staked, but all like the behavior and the upcoming protocols that want to do the airdrop, they might use this information to understand like or to better distribute their upcoming tokens to active members of a community, and that might be really cool stuff. That's why we were thinking about and we are planning to include this into our like 11 weeks flow to add the SDK and to make this data available for like upcoming protocols or for anybody as well. Yeah.
One thing that, again, stands out to me for both inscriptions and airdrop is the distribution of Atom, right? It's available on a lot of exchanges. I'm sure at least somebody owns some Atom in wallets such as Kepler, Leap Wallet, and everything. So for that reason, I still see it being like that, the heart of airdrops, you know, even to this day. And with that being said, having this token become a benchmark where, you know, protocols that can airdrop can essentially leverage it as a marketing expense, yeah. Right? I was listening to some spaces a couple of days ago, but yeah, ultimately airdrops I see as an initial marketing expense for people to, you know, acquire a community. And Atom's distribution brings a huge advantage to that. So I think this visualization works both for retail, but also for protocols to gain that adoption that they want.
Yeah, I agree. Increasing awareness and this interest like is one of the main ideas behind the project, both like for the retail and for protocols and for the community. Yeah, and we were thinking about what other channels of data we can add to the project so it can reach the better amount of like the bigger amount of people. And maybe we were thinking, of course, it's Twitter and blog posts. So all this data that is now visible on the UI and it's now live, maybe it's not 100% like finished, but the main data is there. So all the information that you can see there is just numbers. And we are planning to make an initiative to like actually describe what is happening. And we are going to start one by one from the like every drop that we have, like starting from the Osmo. Like we're gonna make an article which will like educate, give more information about like what happened, what was dropped, what were the like the average stake of the Atom for like the wallets, etc., etc., and then like split it up into Twitter posts and make it digestible. So the awareness about the possibilities of staking Atom can be increased. And we have a small plan. I'm not sure whether we actually do it. Is it we didn't like we planned it for stage two? It's not in like basic. Like MVP or the basic product, but like it's a notification engine. So what if we can just notify users of the upcoming drops or that some drops is there, but he or she didn't claim it yet. So it would like, yeah, increase in awareness and interest in staking, in claiming requests and in airdrops in Cosmos ecosystem is like the main reason.
I think that would be cool. Would be to automate the notifications where you don't have to, you know, go to a web page and then check to see if you qualified. Rather, it will automatically show you that you qualified. On Phantom, Solana, for example, they already implemented something similar to this. For example, when you open Phantom, it detects whether or not you qualified for this airdrop and then has a direct link. So with that being said, what is your plan for distribution on this? Because this is also going to be a public API kit where, you know, wallets and dashboards can also integrate it.
Yeah, right. So currently we are cooperating with other protocols and wallet, and we are still collecting the information and the tech requirements of like what is the best way to give access to this data. Should it be some, so currently it's an API, should we give some SDK, etc., etc., like what would be the perfect way? And we are also like ready for and we are also open to any community request. Like if there is some nice idea or request to add something to our data or add our data to like some protocol or some web page, we're happy to know and to add this. But the initial plan is to make the marketing in terms of educational posts and articles on our web page and implementing with other protocols that we had connection to before and which are currently like available to us through the accelerator program.
Amazing. All right. So, and then final question is, what is your ultimate goal for this airdrop dashboard that you're building, and how does it ultimately drive value to Atom?
The ultimate goal is to make the awareness of all the airdrops that you could claim, and that, like, from our understanding, that might bring an additional interest to Atom to staking.
Awesome. And we do have Sergey and Vadim here. But if you guys would like to speak on behalf of this project, if you have anything to share, feel free to.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. So in general, like, I believe many things in the drop are broken. And like many of the people, like in including like us, they just don't give what they deserve, like because of like laziness or uninformed, like or any other stuff. I was like surprised, like to get ourselves and some of our wallets like in the losers list. And like we were funny, okay, like we like identify ourselves as smart guys, but still we miss a lot of better drops because of numerous reasons. And first of all, like for us, like it's important like to fix the problem that we are facing. And I believe like many others, like people in the community has the same stuff and the same problems. And obviously I understand like we undervalued like the power of the like Atom and the stake inside the ecosystem and it's as well. So I want to bring some more awareness like and mathematically prove that like it's more viable and like more valuable for community and distinguishes from other blockchains. Moreover, like we'll try to make some more like habits or like, I don't know, rules for their drops. Maybe we'll be able to find a way how to develop some protocol to distribute the airdrops, not just for the wallet which people are afraid to connect, but for some like inherited wallet. Maybe we'll find a way to connect, to allow people to connect the API to the exchanges and make some like snapshots based on the exchanges holding. So some type of the improvement that will allow like wider audience to participate like in the airdrops and like become the new customers like of a new project. At the same time, give some tools for the new projects like to target like people and like useful customers more efficient. So a lot of things like to improve, but like it goes like step by step, little by little. So we'll implement something, we'll learn, we'll try to get the feedback from the community and like implement something. But yeah, we're just like data-oriented company, so we'll lean on the data to make a decision, we'll share this data, and I believe it will be a lot of fun.
Amazing. And I like the idea that you incorporated community feedback. It's always good to have their ideas brought on board. we have Brian here from Informal. Hey, Brian.
Oh, what's up? Thanks for hosting this space. I got a quick question. So this is for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm the ops lead for the hub team at Informal Systems. And just in that. Shit, I got getting rugged by Twitter. Can you guys hear me now? Okay. Okay, so as I was saying, in the theme of what Sergey was just talking about, creating value for users, would it be a simple extension of this this platform you're building, the API, to like say, if I held Atom and I staked it, you know, like put in a date or an asset, maybe it's not Atom, maybe it's Neutron or Stride, I would have been eligible for this many airdrops valued at this much money. I feel like that would be a really cool way for us to, you know, increase the understanding of the value of holding Atom, because I mean, Atom as a zone. Sorry, I just got a message on my Twitter that the host is having connection issues and a bunch of speakers dropped off. Is it just me? Should I keep talking?
It's working.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty well.
Cool. All right. Weird. Anyway, I think that would be cool to be able to like get a snapshot of like, you know, the actual value of Atom, because a lot of the assets in Cosmos, because of staking and our penchant for airdrops, are much more valuable than it is first seen in the token price because of the amount of airdrops. So that's a question to the Everstake team building this platform, because it's really interesting.
Yeah, actually, this is a part of the project that we built, and like we call it the calculator. There will be an input box where you insert the amount of atoms that you stake or could potentially stake, and then there is like a date, like the beginning of 2021, and then we calculate how much staking rewards would you get, as well as what airdrops you were eligible to and how much of each airdrop you could have claimed. And then we'll show a chart and like the APR based upon not only staking rewards, but also on the like amounts of the airdrop that you will receive. Yeah, this will be like a part of the project.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, that's fantastic.
That was ultimately my initial idea, Brian. So I'm glad you asked that, and maybe I did a poor job at portraying it. But ultimately, the goal was to showcase, you know, a historical snapshot of if you staked, for example, 100 atoms since the dawn of IBC, and you got your airdrop of Osmosis, Juno, Evmos, Dimension, Celestia, right? It calculates like a total ROI in terms of, you know, maybe percent, maybe dollar value, maybe Atom value, right? So ultimately, it's to visualize that, because, you know, many people tend to complain about the stable price action, but if you take in consideration with the airdrops, it's likely a top performer. Awesome. So, guys, anything else that you'd like to mention, or and as we spoke earlier, what are your end goals for this airdrop and in terms of accomplishing the task and driving value to Atom? I think that was a question that I asked you guys in terms of like the grant.
I just didn't hear the question. Can you please repeat it?
No worries. What do you hope to accomplish with the completion of this grant?
Well, with the completion of this grant, we hope to make a database full of data for the airdrops, as well as the UI and the API and the like SDK for protocols to connect to, as well as like this calculator that we just discussed that will show the data for the like staking as well as the airdrops. And by doing that, we hope to like increase the engagement rate for the retail. Increase the communication between like the projects and the retail, and also like prevent some, hopefully some percentage of scam and fraud on the because as you mentioned, there are some other portals that show you like the airdrops, but not all of those are like affiliated with the foundation and you can believe it. So the idea is to have a trustworthy place of information about the airdrops, which will like show you the meticulously moderated data and like the truthful one.
I like that. I haven't really put much thought into that, but yes, you can definitely get, you know, phishing links and click on the wrong links for that. So it's good to establish a home base for this. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you. And then one last question is just on the timeline for this is for both Everstake and Asteroid. When do you hope to complete this? What's your estimated timeline on both of your projects? I'll let Red go first, or Thomas.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we have three kind of milestone phases. We've already started with the phase one. And we haven't actually like mapped out the timeline. So I would say it's probably going to take us like a quarter at least to roll out everything that we want to do. But our goal is just to keep shipping the increments of it like, on a regular basis. So hopefully these next few months you should see kind of a flurry of new products and new offerings on Asteroid.
Yeah, from our side, like it's like we see the completion of this goal like it's more like it's beyond like the scope that we like requested in the grant. So the first version like is already up and running. Like you can go to spell drop XYZ and to see like the first information, like we're getting more and more. I believe for the next like a quarter months, like we'll be completing what we call like MVP. So like it's API, it will be calculator and the basic stuff. But we plan to extend this project like more and more. We'll try to put some educational materials for the retail to train them and to understand, like to help them understand like how to be eligible. We're going to like educate and cooperate with some like new airdrop projects like to make this airdropper properly. We'll try to experiment like for putting some basic rules or some optimization rules, maybe some standards like for airdrops. So if in terms of the grant, I believe like we need like a few months to accomplish what we like committed. But in terms of like going further with the airdrops, like I believe it's years, it's 2-3 years like to get what we call like we have a dream. But we're excited. And like, you know, time like it's lost. I remember like Everstake was up like 5-6 years ago and it was like yesterday. So I hope for the next like after like 3 years, it will be the best like airdrop like protocol tool, however it will develop. And like it will help bring the value and the education like of all the Cosmos ecosystem.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Great. So yeah, definitely excited on both of these projects. I think both of them add tremendous value to Atom and bring more attention to Cosmos Hub in general. So with that being said, we'll leave the last few minutes for any community members that want to come up here and ask some questions. Yeah, we'll call it a day after that. So if anyone has any questions, just feel free to request and I'll get you on stage.
And just while we wait for that, I don't know, can you guys hear me again? I was kicked out.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So yeah, just a little announcement, guys. Today we are hosting, of course, Everstake and Asteroid, but we also have on Thursday a batch space with all the winners of the first batch here at AADAO that we granted. So just want to highlight that. You can see the announcement coming out pretty soon. So stay tuned on Thursday where we're going to talk to the entire batch, first batch here at AADAO in the second mandate. So stay tuned for that.
I'm tuned. All right, guys. Anyone have any questions? I'll give it another minute. If not, we'll call it a day. What are you guys excited about in terms of, since we're here, Red, do you have any collections that you like already on Asteroid?
Yeah, I like a lot of them. There's definitely like some of the early ones I was big on. doing my stuff like on Bitcoin. I collected a lot of the earlier collections. But I think one that's super interesting is Adamax, which is basically they're building out something kind of similar to Bitmap on Bitcoin. So I'm excited to see that develop. And yeah, I'm a huge pixel art fan. So any of the pixel projects I love a lot, like the Astro Pepe and stuff. But yeah, I'm just blown away by the range and diversity of projects there. It's really wild to just go check it out. I love going there every day and seeing what people have inscribed over the last 24 hours. And it just blows my mind, the range of stuff that's out there.
Red, I'm going to throw you a curveball here because I actually used to live with Casey, the creator of Ordinals. He's a very interesting guy, super smart, obviously. But I can't wait for the day where I call him up and say, hey, you know what, Casey? Bitcoin Ordinals, that's great. You know, good job on that. But check this out. Asteroid is here to take over from you. And more activity is coming. It's going to overtake Bitcoin Ordinals. Can't wait for that day to happen, honestly, Red. I hope we're gonna see it.
I love that. That's so cool. Yeah, I'll have to talk sometime about your experiences. I do think, like, I kind of have been looking at Asteroids as like this much bigger playground for inscriptions, because Bitcoin, it really is expensive. It's time gets slow. It's definitely a totally different experience than doing this stuff on Cosmos. So I think since we have cheaper, faster blockchain, and I think that means we can get a lot more experimental than Bitcoin is. And hopefully soon Bitcoin will be copying some of the stuff we're launching. So looking forward to that as well.
Beautiful.
Bitcoin coming to Asteroid would be amazing.
Yeah, maybe a partnership in the making with Babylon and all the others coming to the hub and Cosmos. But yeah, I don't see, at least on my end, Johnny, anyone requesting to speak. I don't know if you do, but I guess you don't. So yeah, maybe this is it. This is a wrap. Thank you so much for joining in. Sergey, Eugene, Red, everybody contributing, Thomas, of course. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing all the work that you guys are doing. Any last words, Johnny, that you wanna highlight?
Yeah, man, send Adam to 100.
Amen to that. Beautiful. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining, and looking forward to continue following your work. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3, that's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, and Beto and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits, and that kibble's just sawdust. This shit is all rust, not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you, you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror Spaces.